Father, we thank you so much for your
presence.
We thank you for your Son, Lord.
谢谢你把爱子赐给我们。
The delight of your heart.
是你心所爱的。
We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit.
我们为着宝贝的圣灵感谢你。
Who loves to make much of the blessed Son of God.
圣灵爱彰显神的爱子。
We pray for your release to occur today, Lord.
我们今天祈祷，愿你借着圣灵把耶稣基督释放在我们的中间。
We pray that light will shine from the face of Jesus.
我们祷告说，愿从基督的面光有光照在我们的里面。
And illuminate the eyes of our hearts.
照明我们心中的眼睛。
And enable us to see.
使我们能看见。
In ever increasing measure and clarity.
比过去往常更大的一种清晰的程度。
The immensity and vastness of Christ Himself.
叫我们得以看见耶稣的无边无际。
We trust you to do this, Lord.
我们信托知道你今天要做这样的事。
Amen.
Amen.
It was a joy to be with everyone over the past.
今天是让你喜乐，在过去这几天终于与你们同聚。
The past week has been a great blessing to us.
上个礼拜对我来说是很大的祝福。
We thank the Lord for your love and your hospitality.
我们感谢神，你们这样热情的款待我们。
For allowing Doug and I to stay in this home.
让我和道格牧师能够在这里居住。
And providing all the food and necessities.
你们给了我们生活上一切所需的。
And we rejoice that we have fellowship with you in Christ.
我们在与你们一同基督的交通里面，实在充满了喜乐。
This morning was a great blessing.
今天早晨是我们一个很大的祝福。
And the message that the Lord brought to us
神所给我们的信息
was extremely important for us.
是极其重要的。
It demonstrated and revealed the heart of God.
他把神的心意向我们显明。
And God's great concern for our lives now.
神对于我们生活是何等的关心。
And so we're just going to continue right along this word from God's heart.
所以呢，今天下午我们继续从神的心意里面继续来读他的话。
Let's begin in opening our Bibles to the book of Philippians, if we could, okay?
请我们一同打开圣经腓立比书。
We're going to begin in the book of Philippians and we're going to read together.
我们一起来读腓立比书。
Starting in chapter 1.
从第一章。
Verses 27.
27节。
All the way down through chapter 2.
到第二章。
Verse number 13.
13节。好，我们一起读。只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的情况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力，凡事不怕敌人的听喝，这是证明他们沉沦，你们得救都是出于神。因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。你们的身段就与你们在我身上从前所看见、现在所听见的一样。所以在基督里，若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同。有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可自傲，不可贪图虚无的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要干顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们要以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样式，就自己
切在天上的、地上的和地下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不叩称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我母亲在你们那里也是顺服的，就当恐惧战兢，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们的历史心智都是神在你们心里运行，为了成就他的美意。
Now we're going to connect this reading with 2 Timothy chapter 1。
我们要把这一段圣经跟提摩太后书第一章相连。
And we're going to begin in verse number 7。
请读提摩太后书第一章第七节。
And read through to verse number 10。
Second Timothy, right?
Yes, Second Timothy, chapter 1.
提后第一章。
7 through 10.
提后第一章七到十节。
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万福之恩，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的，但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才表明出来了。他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
We're going to begin here in 2 Timothy and then we'll eventually work our way back to Philippians.But just a little bit of history.
所以我们会从提摩太后书先交通，然后再到腓立比书。请弟兄姊妹，容我给你们一点这个这卷书的背景。
Paul was no doubt in prison while he wrote this epistle.
保罗写提摩太前后书的时候是在监中。
At 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 8 we can see that.
从提摩太后书一章八节，我们很清楚的看到他是为主被囚。
He was writing to what he called to be his beloved son.
他写给是他所称为爱子的提摩太。
2 Timothy 1, 1 and 2.
在提摩太这个后书第一章第一第二节说，给我亲爱的儿子提摩太。
Paul was an old, he called himself an old man.
在这个时候呢，保罗称他自己是一位老人了。
Because of the work of God in Paul's life.
那因为神在保罗生命中的做工。
The man Paul was reduced to one and one thing only.
保罗这一位大的使徒被缩减到只有一件事了，就是一件事而已。
He had been conquered by Christ.
就是他已经完全被耶稣基督所征服。
He had no other aspiration but Christ.
他心中再也没有其他的渴慕，除了基督以外。
He didn't consider things how they affected the man Paul.
外面所有的事情怎样影响他，在他心中都不再以为念。
He didn't make plans.That related to how they benefited Paul.
他也没有做任何对保罗本人可以得到什么好处的计划。
He had become a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
在这时，他已经成为一个为主被囚的。
We're looking at a man here who has nothing but Christ.
我们在这卷书中看到一个人，他除了耶稣以外，已经一无所有。
In Philippians, he indicated.Which is another prison epistle.
在腓立比书里面也是另外一卷保罗在监中的时候所写的书信。
That for the sake of Christ, he had lost all things.
他说为了基督的缘故，我已经失去了一切。
Not only did he lose all things,
他不但失去了一切。
But he considered all things to be rubbish and trash.
并且他甘心情愿以万事为损。
We're not dealing with a novice.
我们今天不是在 这个主题对他来讲不是一个新奇的事。
We're not touching a young believer here who is yet divided between serving the Lord and serving his own interests.
今天我们不是他已经不再是一个年轻的信徒，好像还在学习怎么样服侍主呢，还是服侍他自己的一切利益。
We're also touching when we read this epistle.
我们读到这卷书信的时候。
A man who was expecting any day his execution.
我们并且看到这是一个人，他已经随时都准备要为主寻道的心情。
This is a man who was facing death.
这是一个即将面临死亡的人。
Everything had faded from his eyes.
一切人生的一切的荣华都已经从他的眼前退去。
He was truly a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
他是一个真真实实为着主做球的人。
And he writes to a young man who he loves very much.
他就写了一封信给一个他非常心爱的年轻人。
Because he's concerned.
因为他心中实在关心他。
He's concerned because he wants the deposit that was put into him communicated.
他非常关心他，因为他要把在他临终之前存放在他心里的这个清楚的交通给他的爱人。
And so he draws out of the heart of God this information for his last epistle that he wrote.
所以呢，他就从神的心里面亲自把这一切吸出来，要写在这一封最后的提摩太后书里。
And he thanked God for his dear son Timothy.
他为了提摩太感谢神。
And he thanked God that he recognized in Timothy a genuine faith.
他同时也在这里肯定提摩太他这个真实的信心。
That was in his grandmother and his mother.
就是过去借着他的祖母和他的祖母所传给他的。
And then in verse 6 we see.God beginning to speak through this vessel to this young man.
那从第六节你就看到神怎么样借着保罗这一个器皿，要把他的心里的话说给这个年轻人听。
And he says, "I want to put you in remembrance."
说为此我提醒你。
Paul is saying, Timothy, you must remember.
他就跟提摩太说，你一定要记得啊。
You must remember, Paul, what God put into me and that I demonstrated to you.
说亲爱的提摩太，你一定要记得神所交托放在我身上的，我在你面前所一路所显明出来的。
You must remember, Timothy.
你一定要记得。
The gift, the grace, the call of God that is in your life.
千万不要忘记神在你生命里的呼召和神的恩典。
And Paul actually says to fan into flame.
他说要把原来借着按手所赐给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来。
This gift, this grace of God.
就是这个恩赐，这个神的恩典。
Paul here is seeking to.Awaken into Timothy the understanding of the immense calling that was upon his life.
他要提摩太能够从心里清楚地认识这个神在他身上这个何等无边的这样一个呼召。
This calling
这个呼召呢
cost Paul his life.
使得保罗把他的一生都献上了。
This calling is more than just.Being a Christian,
这个呼召不是仅仅叫他做一个基督徒而已。
And finding a nice church to attend,
找一个好的教会去聚会。
This calling is more than just working for the Lord.
这呼召也不是说只是为主来做一点工。
All may have its place.
当然这些事都有他们应当有的地位。
But the immensity of this calling far supersedes that.
但是神的呼召的这个深和广度是远远的超过这样几个小事的。
We'll see what that calling is.
我们今天要来看到底我们的呼召是怎样的。
As we walk through these scriptures.
当我们读这一段节圣经的时候。
But we'll continue in verse 7.
第七节。
Timothy, Paul tells Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
保罗提醒他说，神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
Paul recognized that the temptation that Timothy was wrestling with was the spirit of fear.
他知道提摩太的心中现在面临的一个诱惑和挑战就是惧怕。
The fear of drawing back.
这个就唯恐退后的这个惧怕。
For whatever reason.
我不太知道是怎么样一个原因。
Maybe the fear of being rejected by men.
也许怕会被人拒绝。
Maybe the fear of being misunderstood by people.
也许怕被人所误解。
Maybe the fear of losing his reputation.
也许怕失去他的美名。
Whatever the reason, Paul warned young Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear.
那不论如何呢？保罗提醒他说，神没有给我们一个胆怯的心。
God's heart to us today in this little scripture.
今天神的心意在这一节圣经里面所要给我们的。
We must be reminded of the immense calling that we have been called to.
就是要提醒我们，说我们所得的是怎样的一个恩召。
Our brother spoke about this calling this morning.
今天早晨，我们的弟兄跟我们交通到这一个呼召。
This great calling from one kind of humanity to an altogether different kind of humanity.
就是神怎样呼召我们从一个旧人里面出来，一同进入一个新人的里面。
The calling of coming out of a kind of humanity.And being created into another humanity.
就是离弃一个旧的造，进入一个全新的人性。
Oh, dear friends, Christianity is so much more.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，基督教是何等的广大。
Than just trying to serve God.
不是仅仅说我们来怎么样使服侍神而已。
Or being involved in activities.
或者做一些宗教的活动。
Christianity is a transition.
基督呢，这个基督教是一个改变的过程。
Christianity is being translated out of one kingdom into another kingdom.
基督教呢，就是叫我们迁出一个黑暗的国度，进入一个爱的国度里去。
This is the deposit that God put into Paul.
这一个负担就是神所摆在保罗的心里的。
When Paul met Jesus Christ, in Acts chapter 9,
在使徒行传的第九章里面，保罗第一次见到耶稣。
He saw in the face of Jesus Christ.
他看到了基督的容脸。
A man.
一个人。
In whom the righteousness and glory of God was perfected.
就是神的公义和神的荣耀所充满的一个人。
And when he saw that man in glory,
当他看到了在荣耀中的基督的时候，
his own righteousness was devastated.
他的所有的出于他本人的这些义就不再存在，都受了所有的破坏。
Putting hope and confidence in his own religion was destroyed.
那过去他曾经把他的希望放在他所信的那个犹太教的里面，那一个希望也完全被毁坏。
When he saw this great light in the face of Jesus Christ,
当他看见耶稣的容脸所带来那个大光的时候，
Paul came to an end.
保罗就到了他的尽头。
All of his righteousness according to the law.Became in his own eyes rubbish.
一切因着守律法而来的那些人的义，突然之间在他眼中成为了垃圾。
Paul was a very zealous man.
保罗是一个大有热心的人。
He was a Pharisee.
他是一个法利赛人。
He had a blameless righteousness according to the law.
他有一个无可指责的良心，是完全按着律法的义。
He was an esteemed teacher.
他是一个受人尊重的教师。
He had a very good reputation.
有美名。
All of these things meant very much to Paul.
这一切都是保罗所重看的。
But when he saw Jesus,
但是当他看到耶稣的容脸，
he gathered together all of those things that meant so much to him. All that Saul of Tarsus was. All of his blameless righteousness before the law. All of the praise and honor and respect that he had as a religious leader. He gathered it all together and put a title on it. Rubbish. Worthless to God. Filthy in the eyes of God. All together unclean. Has that happened to us? When we see Jesus. In ever increasing capacity. That will happen to us. Paul became a hated and despised man. Can you imagine that? Going from being a man that was loved and esteemed to a hated and despised man. And it was because he met the man in glory. He truly met this man. And he was devastated. He was brought to zero. He could no longer boast or trust in anything that he could do. And in that death and devastation, God opened up his spiritual eyes, gave him the Holy Spirit, and once his eyes were opened, he saw one man and one man only for the rest of his life. The man Christ Jesus in all of his glory, in all of his exhortation, in all of his moral perfection. That man ruined all of Paul's pride. That man ruined all of Paul's religion. That man ruined all of Paul's righteousness that he was seeking to obtain through upholding rules and laws. That man ruined all of the rituals and all of the religious activities that Paul was doing in hopes that he could gain something. Brothers and sisters, this man, Christ Jesus, ruined Paul permanently. This is Christianity. But in his ruin and devastation, God opened his eyes. Before his eyes were opened, Paul was in love with himself. He was infatuated with himself. He was continuously looking at how well he was doing before God. The man that Paul had in view before he met Jesus was the one he saw in the mirror every morning.
Before he met Jesus,
But when he met the man in glory,
但他真正遇见了这一位在荣耀中的基督的时候，
his eyes were opened.
他的眼睛被开开了。
And he saw God's man.
但他看到了神心目中的这一个人。
It's this man, Paul, who is now talking to us.
这一位荣耀的人是保罗，从其一生之久在向我们传讲的。
A prisoner of Jesus Christ.
他今天成了一个为基督被囚的人。
Waiting his soon execution.
就在他临将面临他自己的被处决的时候。
Forsaken by everyone.
被众人所丢弃。
The Bible says that Demas was a man that traveled with Paul for a short time. Matter of fact, in 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 10, Paul tells us about Demas. We can read verse number 10. Now Demas had traveled with Paul. He had sat under the ministry of Paul. He had heard excellent teachings. No doubt he had also heard the teachings of other apostles too. But something happened to Demas. The word Demas literally means popular. The name Demas reveals something about the man Demas. The Bible says that Demas forsook Paul. The Bible says that Demas forsook Paul, having loved this present world, and departed to Thessalonica. So why did Demas for a while follow Paul and then eventually forsook Paul? What was Paul doing? Why did Demas forsake Paul? It doesn't say Demas forsook the Lord, it says he forsook Paul. I'm sure there was a church in Thessalonica. Demas probably went there. But why did he forsake Paul? What was happening in Paul's life? Didn't Paul say that he at one time was very popular?
记得吗？保罗在他的一生中间曾经也经历过受众人所欢迎喜爱。
He was loved by a lot of people.
好多人都爱他。
He was esteemed by a lot of people.
众人也都尊重他。
But when Paul met the man in glory,
但是当保罗遇见了这一位荣耀中的基督的时候，
he lost his popularity.
他就不再受人欢迎了。
Because Paul was delivered from himself.
因为他已经被神从他的自我里面被拯救出来。
And his life became a passion governed by one desire. Paul's one desire was that the man in glory would be seen through his mortal body. Paul was no longer interested in revealing who he was as Saul of Tarsus. He saw Saul of Tarsus had been buried in Christ's death.
在他看来，那个大树的保罗已经与基督同葬。
That man Saul died.
那个保罗死了。
Now that man wants popularity.
那个受人欢迎的那个人呢？
Just like Demas wanted popularity.
他所喜欢的喜欢。
Just like we all in our human nature want popularity.
We
want to be accepted by others.
We
want to be loved by others. But Paul met a man who wasn't interested in being popular. The man Christ Jesus does one thing alone. He reveals the exact representation of his Father's moral likeness. Brilliant light. And so when Saul met this man, his one passion became revealing him.
所以当保罗的遇见了这个荣耀的基督的时候，他也只有一个所爱的事了，就是要彰显这一位他见到的基督。
If that meant losing everything, so be it.
若是为了那个缘故要失去一切，就如此吧。
If that meant being pursued by Judaizers and men that hated him, so be it.
如果为了彰显基督就要被人所逼迫，就这样吧，就让他这样吧。
If that meant being stoned and beaten with rods and persecuted, so be it.
若是为了这个缘故就要被人用石头来击打，或者是几乎到死的地步，也就让它发生吧。
Paul wasn't living on the basis of who he was in his old man.
他不在活在他过去的那个根基，就是旧的保罗所示的这个根基上面。
He was living on the basis of who Christ was in his old man.
他只活在一个新的根基上面，那就是耶稣基督所示的，并且把基督所示的从他能够活出来。
And so why did Demas forsake Paul?
那么底马到底为什么离弃保罗的呢？
Demas forsook Paul, having loved this present world, and he went to Thessalonica because he was offended at the man, Christ Jesus, living through Paul.
底马因为他爱现今的世界离开保罗去了，因为这个耶稣借着保罗所活出来的那个时候的样式是他所冒犯的他。他不喜欢的。
And so we're starting to see the kind of man that was writing to young Timothy.
所以我们可以看见，我希望你们对这个书的作者有了一个比较深的认识。
And this is why Paul said, Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear.
这也就是为什么保罗提醒提摩太说，神没有给我们一个胆怯的心。
But a power, dunamis.
乃是一个有刚强的心
and of love,
充满仁爱的心
and self-control,
节制的心谨守的心
Now, verse 8
第八节
begins to again unveil the heart of Paul.
所以呢第八节终于给我们看到保罗这时候的心
Notice what he says in verse 8 Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner.
他说你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻。
Notice how Paul used both the testimony of the Lord, nor of me, his prisoner.
他把两件事情并提，就是为主做见证，还有为主被囚。
Paul had come into a union with Christ.
保罗这时候已经与基督联合。
In so much that the sufferings that Paul was going through,
到了一个地步，就是保罗所经历的一切患难
were the direct result of the measure.Of the stature of Christ that was working through Paul.
那就是因为耶稣自己满有他自己长成的那个身量的这个基督的工作在他的身上所带来的。
Paul was living in a functional, operational way the manhood, the humanity of the glorified man.
在保罗的生活上跟他的一切动作上面他就是这个基督这个新人在他身上所做的表现
Paul's deepest longing was that Timothy
would not draw back from laying hold of the full calling of God.
那保罗这时候语重心长的跟提摩太说，你千万不要退后啊，你要得到神他自己那个完满的呼召。
That is connected to manifesting the full measure of Jesus Christ.
神自己完满的呼召就是要我们自己要有基督，满有基督长成的那样的一个身量。
Because it's that full measure of Christ being formed in our lives.
就是这个基督自己长成的这个身量在我们的生活中间。
That results in the persecution and the trouble that we go through.
带来一些我们为义为主而受的迫害。
Paul said, but be a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God.
所以保罗说你要一样要为着这个为着基督的能力和基督的福音一同有份。
The afflictions of the gospel.
就是为着福音的而受的苦难要有份。
The gospel being the good news that Christ is not only the Savior,And forgives us our sins.
这个福音是什么呢？就是说，耶稣基督他不只是一个救主，叫我们的罪得着赦免。
But the full gospel, which includes we become new creations in Christ, and it is now His life that is revealed through our mortal bodies.
这个全备的福音不是只是停止到罪得赦免而已，还有一个更深的地步，就是耶稣基督自己活活的从我们身上彰显出来，一直到我们身上都满有基督自己长成的身量。
Verse number 9,
第九节
who has saved us and called us with a holy calling.
他用圣召召我们
not according to our works,
不是按我们的行为
but according to his own purpose and grace which was given us in Christ before the world began.
乃是按他的旨意和恩典，这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
And so here, the aged Paul
所以呢，这时候我们看到了年老的保罗
is laying hold of his spiritual son
他抓着他自己的属灵的爱子
and he is reaching into eternity past
他回到了亘古之先
and reminding Timothy of the nature and magnitude of the calling
他提醒提摩太他的这个圣召怎样大的一个强度
that Timothy was participating in
就是提摩太啊你在这事上面有份
the calling that was in Christ before the foundation of the world
就是那个恩召是在万古之先
this calling was in the heart of God before anything was created
是这个心意是在神的心中在万物都还没有被创造以前他就有了这个心意
It is a holy calling.
这是一个圣洁的召。
And we are saved with this purpose in view.
神拯救我们的时候，他的心中是带着这样的一个荣耀的目的的。
Remember, we are saved with a purpose.
不要忘了，我们是为一个目的同被召的。
And it is and our need is to see the purpose of why we're saved more and more.
所以我们必须要看到，就是我们到底为什么而被救的。
And verse number 10,
第十节
but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ.
但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现。
And so this great holy purpose was revealed.
所以呢，他救我们的这个荣耀的目的呢，在这里显现彰显出来。
Through the appearing of Jesus Christ,
就是显明出来了
who has abolished death,
他已经把死废去
and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel,
借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来
What an immense calling!
哦，这个恩召，我们得了这个召是何等的大
We need to see this calling.
我们要看见了，弟兄姊妹。
We need to meditate upon God's word.
你要在心中常常默想主的话。
So that the depths, the comprehensive depths of this calling grips our hearts.
好叫这一个全备的招抓住我们的心。
This is the heart of this epistle. And Paul was concerned for his young son. Because it's possible to fall short. Of laying hold of this holy calling. What happened to Demas was possible. Was possible to happen to any of us. Forsaking the calling. Forsaking the affliction and the persecution that comes from the calling. Brothers and sisters, if we have given our allegiance to anything other than the man in glory,
除了要把我们要向这个在荣耀中显现的这位耶稣效忠以外,
and his purpose,
和他荣耀的旨意来效忠以外,
there will come a conflict one day.
你要向任何一件其他事效忠，你都会发现这中间会起一个很大的冲突.
We cannot participate in the immensity of God's call in Christ.
你不可能与基督自己这个巨大的圣召有份.
And at the same time, have our allegiance anywhere other than him.
一面呢,对,在他以外的其他事情,
God will challenge and search each one of our hearts. And he will demand that our allegiances would be to him alone. God is committed to one thing and one thing alone. God has committed himself to his Son alone. Brothers and sisters, this Christianity is not about us. It's not about our religion or our denomination. It's not about our traditions. It's not about our programs or what we can put together. God is not committed to these things. When Paul was struck down with the light, he didn't meet these things. He didn't meet a religion. He didn't meet rules and regulations. It wasn't a new Judaism that God introduced. It wasn't a better reformed religion of the Jews. It was a man, Christ Jesus. God introduces a man. There is no other allegiance that God will accept. Anything other than devotion to and the expression of that man is destined to burn.
除了像这一位这个新人献身以外，我们对其他任何事物的献身都一定会带来死亡。
It is combustible.
那是像有燃烧性的，就是不可能持久的，都会烧掉的。
So Jesus Christ manifests the holy purpose of God.
所以耶稣基督呢，把神自己这一个圣洁的旨意显明出来。
If our Christianity, listen closely,
请你们注意听,
consists of anything other than Jesus Christ,
如果我们自己所信的这个基督教呢，除了耶稣基督本人以外，还有其他杂七杂八东西的话，
and the growing expression of who he is in divine nature through us,
除了我们信的，除了是说要把神自己的那个神圣的性情在我们里面渐渐增长，一直活活的彰显出来，
it will be shaken to pieces and destroyed.
除此之外，所有其他的一切都会被神所通通震掉而摧毁。
Remember Jesus Christ.
记得耶稣基督。
nothing else.
除他以外，别无其他的事。
That's Christianity.
基督教就是这样一个信息而已。
That's what this old man Paul is weeping about.
这是一个年长的保罗，他在这时候带着泪所要传达给他亲爱的提摩太的。
He's saying, Timothy, don't let it turn into a form.
他说提摩太啊，千万不要把这个变成了一个什么仪式。
Don't let it turn into a ritual.
不要让它成为一个什么什么节式而已。
Don't let it turn into a polished ceremony.
千万不要把你这个信仰变成了一个什么过直接的那个程序而已。
Don't let it turn into the natural man trying to serve God by becoming religious.
千万不要把这个活活的基督呢，改变成一个人在自己的肉体里面想办法来做什么宗教的活动。
Timothy, guard the deposit that was put in you.
提摩太啊，你要小心啊，保守这一个当初我所放在你里面的。
Timothy, don't draw back in fear.
千万不要因为胆怯而退后。
Timothy, keep focused, keep your eyes on Jesus Christ.
提摩太，你要专心啊，把你的眼睛定睛在耶稣的。
Timothy, God's eternal purpose is about Jesus Christ.
提摩太啊，耶稣的心意只有一件事，就是他的耶稣基督。
Timothy, be alert and be diligent.
提摩太啊，你要警醒，你要谨守。因为全部我所放在你身上就一个信息，就是耶稣基督。
So this is the deposit that Paul is seeking to give to his young son.
这个就是保罗当时借着暗手所放在提摩太里面的。
This is the deposit that God is seeking to give to us.
这也就是今天神所希望能够放在我们心里的。
But it's costly.
但是这个呼召是要付代价的。
Brothers and sisters, it'll cost us everything.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这个代价是。其他一切。
Now let's turn our Bibles to Philippians.
那么请我们再回头翻腓立比书。
The book of Philippians was a book that Paul wrote, and he also was in prison.
这是另外一卷保罗在坐监的时候所写的书信。
Just a note here on passing.
我顺便提一下。
Paul's imprisonment in Rome was a time in Paul's life that defined a very specific work.
保罗他在坐监时候他所做的是一个非常特殊的工作。
When Paul was imprisoned in Rome,
当保罗在罗马坐监的时候
all that God intended Paul to see,
那神只希望保罗看见的就是一件事。
When he first saw Jesus way back in Acts chapter 9,
就是他在使徒行传第九章第一次遇见耶稣所看见的那一个。
All that he intended Paul to see in the face of Jesus Christ.
神所要保罗在监中看见的就只有一件事，就是耶稣基督的容脸。
Was gathered together, matured, and came to completion.
就是当初见的那个容脸，今天已经在他的里面渐渐的成熟了，就要完全。
And so the prison epistles are very unique.
所以保罗坐监的书信是非常特别的。
In that they represent a completed revelation.
因为监中的书信是代表神自己完全的那个启示。
Of all that God intended in His Son Jesus Christ.
就是神他所盼望借着他儿子所彰显给我们的那一切。
And so there's an amazing deposit that this man.By the power of the Holy Spirit gives us in the epistles.
所以呢，在他的监中书信呢，借着圣灵所给我们的是一个带有特别的能力的。
And so when we read the epistles that were written in prison,
所以当我们读到监中的书信，
we're reading epistles from a man whose heart is burdened.
要记得，这是出自一个作者，他的心里面充满了负担。
He has nothing left.
因为他已经什么都没有了。
There's nothing to give.
一切皆是。
He has nothing to say.
他也没有其他的话题了。
Except Jesus Christ.
除基督以外。
The revelation of God in His Son.
就是神所启示的这个他的儿子。
and the body which is one with him.
还有就是, 与他的儿子, 相连的, 教会, 基督的身体,
nothing else.
除此之外,
and the practical outworking of the life of Christ in the body so that all that Christ is fully expressed through the body.
还有就是,
Paul has nothing else to offer. He has nothing else to say. He's not interested in anything else. He has no interesting subjects to talk about. He doesn't come up with methods or programs or methodologies to do the work of God. He's been reduced to one passion. Christ corporately manifested in His church, which is His body.
就是耶稣基督界的众儿女一同有一个完整的彰显，称作教会。
And so that one governing purpose defines all of Paul's prison epistles.
所以呢，这唯一的这个旨意是他所有监督书信的提纲。
You read each one, and each one has as its essential substance that theme.
你读他每一封监督的书信，你会发现这就是唯一的一个共同主题。
And so, God is bringing us to this place.
所以呢，今天神要带我们到这一个地步来。
He has nothing else to say.
因为他也没有别的要告诉我们。
He has said it all in His Son.
他把他所要说的一切的话，借着他儿子都已经说尽了。
And so Paul here,
所以保罗在这里呢,
loves these believers.
他爱这些信徒们,
in Philippi,
在菲利比的信徒们,
but he has the same heart that he had when he wrote 2 Timothy.
他就把同样的这个心意在提摩太后书里面的心,
he has a concern.
就是同样的一个关心,
he has a concern that the Philippians would continue on in their pursuit of the man in glory.
就是盼望他们又继续不断地来追求这个荣耀的基督。
He doesn't want them to fall short and become sidetracked.
他不愿意他们呢走偏了，然后就亏欠了这个神自己的这个旨意。
He doesn't want them to start running off in different directions and lose focus on the man in glory.
他也唯恐他们就各自分歧地跑前面的道路，而忘记了这个荣耀的基督。
And we can see that in chapter 1, before we get to the section where we already read.
所以第一章里面我们可以看见,
that he begins in verse number 9 of chapter 1.
第九节,
he begins to pray for them that their love would abound more and more.
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心,
you see, Paul is concerned with increase.
在知识和各样的见证上多而又多。
He doesn't want their Christianity to become static.
你知道他盼望他们是多而又多的，基督教不是一个站在静止，静止在那里不再增长的一个教。
The church is the fullness of Him that fills all and all.
那教会就是基督的丰满，就是那个充满万有者的那个丰满。
Our identity as the church is not a religious system.
所以呢，今天我们所谓的教会不是一个什么宗教的组织。
Our identity as the church is not a denomination.
教会所代表的也不是什么教派。
Our identity as the church is not in a particular spiritual leader or a particular spiritual father.
今天我们的教会也不是以哪一位某某特殊的什么宗教领袖为名的。
Our identity as the church is the head, Christ Himself.
教会所代表就一件事，就是耶稣基督自己的一个彰显。And
this is not just the doctrine objectively, Christ the head of the church, although that's true.
我不是在讲一个什么客观的教条，说耶稣基督是教会的头，虽然这是一个事实。
But it is a growing, active participation of the fullness of the head in our lives.
但是你知道吗？教会真正所应该代表的是一个充满满、充满了活力的，并且是新鲜的，就是一直在彰显耶稣基督的生命。
And we must guard against anything and everything that hinders or sidetracks us from that single focus.
所以我们必须要小心，要防戒任何一件会使我们脱离这个本质的事。
Where is our identity today?
今天我们你代表的是什么？
Are we drinking from the rivers of living water flowing from the head?
你今天是不是在饮那个从基督为首的这个头而来的活泉呢？
Or are we trying real hard to build a religion?
还是你拼了命的在那里建造一个什么宗教信仰？
We can't have both.
这两个是没有办法兼有的。
And so Paul is groaning for increase, increase, increase.
所以保罗在这里呢，发出他这个非常沉重的这个声音，说你要多而又多而，要一直增加。
Remember what John the Baptist said? I must decrease and he must increase.
记得施洗约翰曾说吗？他必增加，我必衰微，他必兴旺。
Increase cannot happen if we get sidetracked.
你不可能继续增长，如果你偏离左右。
Increase cannot happen if we get distracted and begin to derive our identity from something other than Christ.
如果在跟随主的路上，你能够分心，从别的做别的事情吸引的话，你一定不会继续增长。
Now our Christian religion can continue.
基督教倒是可以继续。
Our outward form can continue.
好像外面这些仪式啊，也是可以继续。
And we can learn to make things work smoothly.
你也可能在这个操作教会一切的事上越来越顺。
But increase is significantly hindered and at times stopped.
但是你在基督里的增长，如果你分心的话，是一定会受阻碍，甚至于停顿的。
And so this is what Paul is praying here in verse 9.
所以在第九节，保罗就是这样的祷告。
That your love would grow more and more.
就是你们的爱心要多而又多。
But it's this. He's not talking about a fuzzy feeling here.
他今天不是在讲一个什么还蛮好的一个感觉。
He's talking about a love that is capacitated with the ability to have knowledge and judgment.
他讲的这个爱心是有一个。特殊的能力的，就是又有知识，又有见识。
Now remember, the man Paul is writing as a man that has been reduced down to zero.
你们要记得，写这封书信的一个人，他已经是一无所有了。
He has nothing in view but the man in glory.
他眼中所见的，除了荣耀基督以外，已经一无所见。
Paul has no way to define the church except one way.
他没有第二个方式能够告诉我们教会到底是什么。
The church is Christ.
他说教会就是基督。
In corporate expression.
就是基督一个整体的彰显。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
一个圣灵的能力，一个完整的。
And so when Paul's praying, I want your love to grow and grow.
所以当保罗祷告说，我希望你们的爱心多而又多的时候。
With the capacity to have full knowledge and judgment.
就是在这各样的知识跟见证上都。
He is referring specifically to this revelation.
他就是在讲这个特别的这一个启示。
I want you to approve those things that are excellent.
就是我也希望你们要认识什么是最好的。
Or I want you to approve those things that have come through the fire and have remained.
就是你们在要抓住的，就是那个经过了火的试炼而得到的。
In other words, Paul's saying, I want you to be able to have spiritual eyes.
就是说我要你们要一个属灵的眼睛。
And with these spiritual eyes,
借着你属灵的眼睛。
I want you to be able to look at your lives.
我要你能够看自己的生活。
I want you to look at your families.
看你的家庭。
I want you to look at your assembly.
看你们的教会。
And I want you to be able to see.
能看见。
What is according to Christ?
就是什么东西是真的是按着基督做的。
And what is not according to Christ?
哪些不是按着基督的。
What is there that is the expression of the man in glory?
你做的哪些事是耶稣自己 体荣耀的彰显。
And what is there that is not the expression of the man in glory?
那哪些事呢？不是荣耀基督的彰显。
And I want you to depart from all that is not according to Christ.
我要你离开一切不是基督自己的事。
I don't want you to touch what is not according to Christ.
不要摸任何不是按着基督而来的。
I don't want you to associate what is not according to Christ.
你呢？跟所有不是基督的东西都不要跟它相连。
Inherit within this.
那么在这个里面呢
Paul is saying every father.
保罗说每一个父亲
I want you to pray for spiritual sight and look and examine your family.
我要你们得一个属灵的见识，你看看你的家庭。
And in love and tenderness.
在爱心和这个恩慈的里面。
But in firmness and boldness.
但是另外一面呢，你要大胆。
I want you to declare to your family that which is according to Christ and that which is not.
你要向你的家中能够敢宣讲说什么是按着基督的，那哪些不是按着基督的。
I want you to define for your family the reason why we exist as a family.
所以你呢，要跟你的家里人，让他们都能清楚认识为什么我们这个家是这样的家。
So that Christ might be living His life through our mortal bodies.
好，叫耶稣基督从我们这一切这些必朽坏必死的身体上能够活出来。
All the selfishness of the natural man is ruled out at Calvary.
一切属于天然人的自私自利的事，都必须在当初加略山上一样，通通都把它丢弃。
This is the discernment that Paul was praying these Philippians would grow in.
这就是保罗希望在腓立比的人都能够在有长进的
见识。Their discernment was starting to lack a little bit.
因为他们的见识现在有一点点迟缓。
They were beginning to permit divisions and strikes among them.
在他们中间开始有一些嫉妒纷争。
They were getting off the ground of Christ and on the ground of the natural man.
他们就有些结党的事，就是已经偏离了这个耶稣基督的这个根基，而活到一个我们天然人的那个。
They were losing sight of the holy calling that Paul talked about in 2 Timothy.
他们已经渐渐忘记了保罗跟提摩太书所提到的那个圣召。
And so Paul says.
所以保罗说。
With a love that has the capacity to know and judge,
就是在这样的一个爱心里，就是有知识跟见证的这个爱心。
What is coming out from Christ? What is truly of and by Him in our lives?
就是从耶稣基督所活出来的，确实在我们的生活里面的。
And what is not?
所以不是属于这个的呢？
Then we're able to.Approve.
那因为有了这样的见识，你才能够分辨是非。
Those things that are excellent.
才能够认出什么东西是好的。
Those things that have passed the test and have been proven to be the genuine, lasting life of Jesus Christ.
就是那些经过火的试炼呢，能够已经证明了是属于那个美好的事情。才能过一个诚实无过的人。
That you may be sincere and without offense.
就是因为能够分辨呢，才能够做一个诚实无过的人。
On the day of Christ.
直到基督的日子。
You see, beloved.
弟兄姊妹。
Being without offense is directly related to.The fullness of Christ in our lives.
你知道，如果这个做一个无过的人，必须就是跟这个耶稣基督的彰显是相连。
Because when God brings that day of assessment and judgment to our lives,
当那一天呢，神把他的审判降临在我们中间的时候
，When Christ comes and stands in our midst as the Son of Man,
当耶稣站在我们的中间，以神子的方现
，He's going to evaluate everything by one standard.
他必须要估计。估量我们的每一件事
Not a religious rule.
它不是用什么宗教的一个规则来衡量我们
Not how smooth our religious format was.
它也不是看你们这一切宗教活动有多么顺畅啊
That has nothing to do with it.
这些都没有关系的
Not our allegiance to a denomination.
也不是看你对于哪个宗教的教派有没有效忠
God looks for one thing and one thing alone. Where is my son, and how much of his measure, his moral measure, is manifesting in our lives? Period. He's not interested in any other humanity. He won't put his blessing on any other humanity. There is only one righteous one. He's the anointed one. He's the sanctifier. He's the beloved son that God is well pleased with. And it is He that is the author and substance of the new creation. And it is His life and presence that makes the church. And it is His fullness in the church that defines God's burden for this last hour. God has one mission in His heart. The church, emptied of everything that's not according to Christ, so that it becomes the vessel in and through whom the fullness of the man in glory is displayed. That is the governing mindset in all of Paul's epistles. That was his mindset at the very beginning, even when he wrote Thessalonians, the first letter. But as he went on with the Lord, and he suffered, and he had other revelations from the Lord. This one passion dilated and dilated and dilated. And it came to a head when Paul was in prison at this time in his life. And he gathered it all together and deposited into these epistles. And so when we read these epistles, that's what's in view. Everything we read in the epistles is governed by and in relation to that all-important truth. And so verse 11, as a result, we are filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ. Unto the glory and praise of God. Now, in light of that, turn your Bible to Philippians chapter 1 and begin in verse number 27. Paul is just overflowing. With this revelation of the man in glory. Brothers and sisters, you are not called to try and live this Christian life in your own strength and energy. Oh, I just sense that God wants to emancipate us from this burden of trying so hard to be a Christian, trying to make our Christian religion work. May God deliver us from this mindset. May God deliver us from this bondage. Listen carefully, everyone. Christianity is not man trying to please God. Christianity is God finding all His pleasure in the man Christ Jesus.
基督教就是神怎么样一直在喜爱这个耶稣基督这个人在我们身上的彰显。
If the eyes of your heart are still looking at you,
如果你心中的眼睛呢，还一直专注在你自己个人的身上。
Pray for a holy emancipation today.
哦，我今天祷告，愿你得做一个圣洁的释放。
Pray for a liberation to come.
叫你得自由。
God wants to liberate us today from trying to live this Christian life and from seeing our failures and struggles and bondages and all that. He wants the eyes of our heart to see His Son. In a minute we're going to see Paul turning the eyes of the Philippians back on the Son. He's saying there's strife and there's a little bit of jealousy in your midst. You're coming off the ground of the Son. You're slowly being deceived. You need your eyes back on the Son. Don't allow the serpent to deceive you. Watch the poison of the snake. Brothers and sisters, it is in Christ. He is my righteousness and yours. You don't have to find it in yourself. Maybe you just said to your husband or wife, I'm such a failure. Who has said that recently? I'm such a failure. Here's what God says. I know. But I have one that is not a failure. It is my Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And in Him is your righteousness. In Him is your power to do what is right. Take your eyes off yourself, beloved. God has found a man. I feel like heralding this to all the world. The good news is this. The mystery of the gospel. The good news that Jesus came to preach. The good news that the apostles preached. God has found a man. In Him is all the righteousness of God. In Him is all that God was ever looking for. The burden for mankind to try and find a righteousness has been abolished in Jesus Christ. The burden to try and be right with God by devoting yourself to a religion has been abolished in Jesus Christ. Jesus says, come unto me all you who are weary and heavy laden. Come to me. You who are burdened with trying to please me. You who feel the weight of guilt and condemnation, come to me. This is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Come to me. And Jesus says,
耶稣说,
I will give you rest. Really, what he's saying is, I will become your rest. All your life you've looked for a righteousness. And you've defined it by what you could and couldn't do. But that comes to an end when we see Jesus. It's not me trying to find the righteousness of myself. It's me finally coming to the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. A perfect righteousness. The only righteousness that God accepts. Verse 27. Only let your way of life be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. That whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs. And ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. How is our way of life to be pleasing and to be appropriate for those who have embraced the gospel?
这个行事为言, 怎么样来与基督的福音相称呢?
Simply, Paul is saying, let your life be according to Christ.
保罗所在说就是一件事就是, 你的生活就按着基督来行。
Let your life be derived from the fullness of that man in glory.
你的一切行事为言呢, 从那个
Because if we get off the ground of deriving our life from Christ, then we will not hold fast one spirit and one mind. But divisions will come in. Denominations will be built. We'll begin to get our little favorites. We're of this one and we're of that one. I'm of this brother and I'm of that brother. And that is not the ground of Christ. That's the ground of the natural man. That's the birth of religion. It may have the appearance of godliness. It may have the appearance of righteousness. But it is not according to Christ. And it will burn on the day of visitation. It will turn into ashes in the day of fire. Because only what is according to Christ passes through the fire and remains. And so this is Paul's great burden for these dear friends. And so Paul is now going to introduce in chapter 2 the revelation of Christ. The believers in Philippi need to be stirred on to fullness. And so the Holy Spirit masterfully shows Paul what to do. Whenever we need fullness, whenever we need to be delivered from a static spiritual state, whenever we need to recover from spiritual decline, God's Spirit will always reintroduce us to the man Christ Jesus. And so Paul begins now by saying, therefore, if there's any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love or any fellowship of the Spirit, bring my joy to completion. That you be like-minded. Now he's touching on like-mindedness again in chapter 1, in verse number 27, he talked about it. And he's touching on it again. He's concerned about this. He doesn't want fullness to be hindered. He wants to see the fullness of God's intention realized in these believers. But he knows it can't happen. Apart from them reestablishing themselves under the headship of Christ. Fullness comes from the head. Not from devotion to a denomination. Not from devotion to an external Christian religion. Fullness comes only by a living, organic relatedness to the head Christ Jesus. And a continuing drawing from that fullness and assimilating it into our lives by the power of the Holy Spirit. That must be what we're doing in our homes. That must be what we're doing when we gather together. That must be what we're doing when we're driving in the car. In the midst of practical issues, practical problems, we are learning to draw from the fullness of Christ and grow in His capacity. Whatever we're doing, if that's not happening, it is worthless to God. Worthless. One thing matters to God. The fullness of His Son. And now Paul begins to introduce, we're bringing this to a close. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Now the Greek says this. Nothing, not even one thing, be done through strife or vainglory. Who's the author of strife and vainglory? It's that natural man that was ruled out at Calvary. So why is the Holy Spirit now bringing it up? He's showing his ugly head. And God's about to introduce the solution. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Now that is the spiritual reality of the new humanity. That is not something the old humanity can do. You can try as hard as you want, but in your flesh, you'll never esteem others better than yourself. You might say it with your mouth, but it's not true. So here we see a contrast between an old humanity and a new humanity, and God is ruling out the old and bringing into preeminence the new. Look not every man on his own interest, but every man also on the interest of others. Oh, how do we do this? How is this going to happen? Verse 5. Let this mind be in you.
他说你们个人呢要以基督耶稣的心为心。
Which is in Christ Jesus.
基督耶稣的心。
You see what the Holy Spirit is doing?
看到没有圣灵想要说什么。
God's solution.
神的这个解决方式。
To this potential problem.
对于这个分党结党的事。
Is a rediscovery.
就是重新再让他们看见。
Of the fullness that is in this man, Christ Jesus.
就是基督的这个心，他那个丰满。
And the kind of humanity in him.
就是在这个新人里面的那个丰满。
That humanity.
这个新人呢。
Must find continual ascendancy in our mortal bodies.
就是在我们这个彼此的身上一直不断的在超越在提升的。
And the rest of the verses simply describe what that humanity is and what it did in obedience to the will of God.
那下面这几节呢就是让我们看到说这个新人呢他在顺服神的事上做怎样的事。
And now, as we bring this to a close,
所以当我作为结尾的时候,
let's read verses 12 and 13.
我们一起读十二节十三节。这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当谨慎战兢，做成你们得救的功夫。
因为
你们继续行事都是神在你们心里践行为要成就他的美意。
God's answer to that old humanity that was beginning to corrupt the testimony of Christ.
所以我们看到这个旧人呢这个天然人出来把基督的见证败坏的时候神所给我们解决的方式是什么
was a presentation of the humanity of the man in glory.
他就是给我们看见这个新人，这个荣耀基督的表现是什么样子的。
And it is in that context that verses 12 and 13 are to be understood.
所以你们在想读这个十二十三节的时候，要想到他这个前面的前提是什么。
In light of this humanity,
就是这个新人。
Work out verse 13.
在这个新人的里面。
Or verse 12. I'm sorry.
十二节。
Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
就是要恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
What is Paul saying here?
保罗说什么呢？
Is this a call to works?
是不是就是叫我们拼命来做苦工呢？
Absolutely not.
绝对不是的。
It is a call
这个呼召呢?
to work out through faith.
是叫我们借着信心能够活出来。
And through yielding to the Holy Spirit.
因为借着对圣灵的顺服
that humanity of Christ
好像这个新人的样式
and in through our mortal bodies
借着我们这个彼此的身体
to rule out the old man
致死这个旧人
to rule out the deeds of the natural man
把这个所有这个旧人天然人的
so that we may grow more and more and more
旧人的形式为人都把它致死好像我们一直不断多而又多
into the full expression
活在这个新人的章节里
Of all the moral attributes of that man in glory.
在我们身上满有这个新人的这个充满荣耀的各样的德性。
How is this possible?
可能吗？
Verse 13.
十三节说。
For it is God.
因为是神。
Who is continuously working in you.
在你们的心里面运行。
Both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
不论是在立志或者是行事上面，要来成就他自己的美意。
That's why God is working in us.
听懂了吗？神在我们身上做工。
Both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
好像我们不论是立志或者是行事上，都是做讨他自己美意的事。
And his good pleasure.
就是讨他的欢喜。
Is Christ.
他的欢喜就是耶稣基督。
In all of his fullness,
所以在基督一切的丰满里
displayed in living stones called the Church of Jesus Christ.
能够在我们这些活的石头上面彰显出来，这个就叫做教会。
Let's bow our hearts.
请我们低头。
Father, we bow in your presence.
父啊，我们在你的同在面前低头。
We commit your heart.To the Holy Spirit.
我们把我们的心交给圣灵。
Do what only you can do.
请你做唯一你能做的事。
And make real to us the deposit of your word.
求你把这些活化在我们的心里面成为真实。
Resulting in the fruit that pleases you.
好叫我们结出讨你喜悦的果子来。
By Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督来做。
For the glory and honor of His name.
为着耶稣基督的颂赞和荣耀而做。
We pray these things, Father.
我们这样祷告，父啊。
Amen.
奉子的名，阿门。